Merry Christmas. It's still Christmas, day 6 of 8. I don't know if you knew this, but Christmas is such a big deal. We party for 8 days as Catholics, you know, so day 6. So keep up the good work there. During this week of celebrating Christmas, we meditate on the early life of Jesus. And so today, on the Feast of the Holy Family, we get that great story of the finding in the temple. I think this gospel account must be particularly terrifying for any parents. I was trying to think of what this would look like in the modern world, and I settled on this. It's like going to a Kansas City Chiefs game with your relatives. You get up to Kansas City, have a great time at the game, then on the way back, you're all the way to Emporia, and you realize that little Billy isn't in Uncle Bob's car. Uh-oh. So you go back to Kansas City and you start looking for him. You find him in the Chiefs' locker room teaching Mahomes how to throw a football. But then he goes home with you and listens to a seventh grade football coach. It's that little bit at the end that really got me. Because it says in the gospel that Jesus went down with them to Nazareth and he was obedient to them. That's what astonishes me. He returns home and was obedient. After Jesus teaches the teachers in the temple, think a 12-year-old teaching the Pope how to do theology. And then he returns home and he's obedient with them, to them. God, the one who created the universe, was obedient to Mary and Joseph. I guess God takes that fourth commandment pretty seriously. Now, if you're a little rusty on your commandments, that's honor your father and mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. When the Israelites were first given this commandment, they figured that land was Israel. And long days meant they'd be 80, 90, 100. Maybe they'd be really lucky like Adam and 900 when they died. But now we know that's not exactly what he meant. That land God promised us is heaven, and those long days are eternal life with God. So we could maybe rephrase it a little. Honor your father and mother so that you may enter into eternal life in heaven. I personally think that this is actually one of the harder commandments to keep. It's not quite as obvious as don't kill people. That one's pretty obvious. But honor your father and mother, that's a little harder. But we have to do our best because our parents cooperated with God and they gave us life. And then they raised each one of us here and our parents taught us. And so we owe our parents a debt that we can never really repay. I realize that there are issues. Sometimes there are actually bad parents due to tragedies like mental illness or addiction or things like that. And sometimes we do have to protect children from them. But even in those cases, you can still honor your parents. You don't have to be vulnerable to them, but you can honor them. And it can be hard to honor our parents in any case. But as I said this summer, God doesn't call us to do the easy things. He calls us to do hard things, things that challenge us, that make us better. And then we can trust in him to help us. Our parents assisted God in giving us life. And so he reminds us with the fourth commandment that we owe our existence in part to them, and so we should honor them. And he's not asking us to do something he didn't do, because he was obedient to his parents. We also learn a little bit about the role of parents today in the other readings. Parents have an authority over their children. But, as Uncle Ben says in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. I think Winston Churchill also said it, but I prefer Uncle Ben. So parents have this responsibility to love their children. St. Paul, in one of his letters, goes so far as to tell fathers not to provoke their children. So love and don't provoke them. But parental responsibility is a little more involved because we also have to teach our children about God. By word and example, parents must teach their children who God is and how to love him. They must teach their children about the commandments, about the gospel, and show them how to pray and how to worship him. And that might mean that some of us have to study our faith a little bit, brush up a little bit, but it's worth it, because not only will it help us to teach, but it'll make us better Christians. Uh-oh, it's not turning. There we go. All right. When we die, we're going to meet God. And when we meet him, he's going to ask us how we lived our lives. And that answer, that's going to determine how we spend our eternity. He doesn't make this judgment based on what other people do. It's about what we do. So hopefully, all the parents here today can confidently say to God, I taught my children wisdom and love for you as well as I was able. And hopefully all of us children here, every one of us are children here, can say confidently to God, I followed your example from the temple and honored my parents.